round under the arms and the peplum served to emphasize heavy hips. The outfit needed pressing, and the padded shoulders bore the faint stripe of fading from a wire hanger. Something from the nether regions of the closet, I concluded. What you reach for when everything else is filthy or on the floor. As the woman's head tilted toward the processed cheese, I caught the crease of a double chin. Don't try to guess. You'd never recognize her from that portrait. She was once so neurotically svelte, sharply cornered, and glossy as if commercially gift-wrapped. Though it may be more romantic to picture the bereaved as gaunt, I imagine you can grieve as efficiently with chocolates as with tap water. Besides, there are women who keep themselves sleek and smartly turned out less to please a spouse than to keep up with the daughter. And, thanks to us, she lacks that incentive these days. It was Mary Wolford. I'm not proud of this, but I couldn't face her. I reeled. My hands went clammy as I fumbled with the carton, checking that the eggs were whole. I rearranged my features into those of a shopper who had just remembered something in the next aisle over and managed to place the eggs on the child's seat without turning. Scuttling off on this pretense of mission, I left the cart behind because the wheel squeaked. I caught my breath in soup. I should have been prepared, and often am.